no sense.
Can you just give me one more try at that?
Come on.
For the movie, Princess Bride.
Movie. Yeah.
You killed my father.
Indigo Montoya.
Indigo.
What's up, listeners?
Oh, hey.
Every
Zach.
I'm getting sly. You guys just don't catch on.
One of these days, I'm going to catch you.
One of these days.
Like, wait, wait. You just hit record.
One of these days is not like the other.
I was thinking that, too.
Oh. Well,
what's up,
we thought for a while that we weren't going to make it past the 3-episode hump, but we did. We did.
We just beat out being really sick.
Yeah, we had to take a week off for sickness and illness and
2/3 of the
deaths and famine. No, that's a little dramatic. Anyways, it's probably going to be another quick show. We love these quick shows.
Yeah,
we've become a fan.
So do the listeners.
So do the listeners.
I bet they do. I'm not a fan of this hot room that we're all crammed in.
Yeah, it is hot.
I love the
quick shows. It is hot in sound booth today, isn't it?
Danny's naked.
Danny's naked.
Well, I mean, that's not what I meant by hot.
He's sunbathing.
In the nude.
Yes. Speaking of Danny, hey, there's a friendly looking guy looking at us through the window. How you doing?
Hey, yeah, we're recording a podcast.
All right, go away. Cool. Thank you.
Get out of here.
All right, so.
We don't like you.
What were you saying
unless
about
you
me?
Said it's fear, bro.
What I was saying about you, Danny, is you're here with me in the booth. We've got Danny, as always. How are you doing, Danny?
I've been better.
You've been better. Why are you so morose?
Because I'm in a sauna.
You're in a sauna with dudes that you love. What about you?
Naked.
All right, and why did I ask what about you? You just told me how you look. Oh, next to him, we've got Ben and Moore.
Hey, what's up, listeners? I'm just about to beat Mono.
Infamous Ben and Moore, you should say.
Nice.
We have John Cruz.
Hello.
The biblical Broham himself. I came up with that on the spot because I realized I forgot one this week.
That's good, though.
That wasn't bad.
Barry's a very good
spot today. It is your friend.
Ooh. And I'm Zach. How are you doing?
the infamous.
The infamous? What have I done to go from infinite to infamous?
We're all infamous now.
Yeah. I was quoting Danny from about 5
this week. We have no news for you, nothing interesting. We're just going to talk.
So goodbye.
No, then people will probably turn it off.
I thought we were doing a thing.
No.
Oh, you're serious.
First of all, I'd like to take this opportunity to say that the winner, if you were, for our, how many, 6 dedicated listeners?
I was just checking our statistics today. I think we moved up to 7.
7, jeez, wow, we are moving up.
When grandma starts to listen.
If you remember a couple episodes ago, we had our Oscar extravaganza. We had our little wager to see who would win. John won.
Woo! Good
by
job.
1 point over me.
It was close.
It was very close between you and I. Good job.
And me. Hey.
And Bennett was 1 point behind me, and Danny was somewhere back in the single digits.
It's okay. Sean Connery will get his day someday.
I thought Sean Connery was risky, but I thought he had a pull in that
Much
one.
To the listener's surprise, Danny didn't win. Anyways,
sorry.
John will be getting a delicious breakfast courtesy of us sometime in the near future, probably.
I'm making the eggs.
In bed, right?
In bed?
No, don't push your luck.
Really.
I mean, I'll be the one in bed.
No, let me stop.
No.
Anyways, so John's the winner. And
congratulations.
I think we all kind of can come to the consensus that the Oscars this year were just kind of
Bible study. BS.
Oh.
I didn't want to say the other thing.
Wow. That was just
That was a poor choice of words.
If you were going to say Bible study, I thought you were meaning how, like,
no.
Boring.
Okay,
it was.
Sorry. I was just trying to go with
something
that was
anyways,
BS. That wasn't
anyways,
controversial.
It was very surprising. A lot of categories that we thought should not have been turned out that way did. Like Tom Hooper. Winning for Best Director.
Tom who?
Yeah. Hooper. And
Hooper.
Somehow John managed to call enough of them, luckily. I think the Alice in Wonderland is what did it for you.
Our reaction.
Yeah, I suppose it was.
Yeah, because you called Alice in Wonderland,
I did.
You called a lot of just really random ones that just you shouldn't have won.
Really. Well, they weren't random.
They weren't random, you're right.
I was methodical in my choicing.
Methodical?
Method to the madness.
There was a method to his winning. How about that? So, John will be getting his delicious breakfast sometime in the near future.
I like egg whites.
So I'd like to take this opportunity to say, like, we can all just go around and say like, one thing that really just... Not, I know Bennett was trying to not get angry about this, but, like, if there had to be one thing that just kind of, like, pissed you off, kind of grinded your gears about the results, what would it be? John?
Oh, me? Let's see. Not talking about the winners, but the fact that Christopher Nolan wasn't even nominated kind of...
Yes.
Me.
Yes, that irked you. But as that far rubbed as you the wrong way.
Yes, as far as the outcome, I think that Toy Story 3 should have won Best Picture. That really made me mad.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to happen, but...
All right.
Mm-hmm. Although, in a brighter note, the fact that Randy Newman won Best Song was...
Yeah. I don't think anyone was going to debate that. Yeah. I am so pissed about The Way Back not winning Best Song. Anyways, Bennett, what about you?
I have a few comments. I mean, obviously, I wish David Fincher won over Tom Hooper. I also think I feel sorry for Roger Deakins, cinematographer of True Grit, because he's been nominated 9 times without ever winning.
Ouch.
And Wally Pfister will be the cinematographer on Dark Knight Rises, which means he'll have another chance to win. Roger Deakins is getting old, so he may not.
So the implication here is that Roger Deakins will be dead by the time the next Oscars
are
announced.
Hey, Roger, if you're listening to this, sorry, I hope you don't die.
I don't think Roger Deakins is listening to this podcast.
Let's see, was there anything else? Yes, and I'm okay with David Fincher not winning this year because this pretty much guarantees he'll win next year for Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, he's directing it.
Oh, yeah, he's directing that. That's going to be great.
That movie's going to suck.
It's going to be great. Okay, it's going to be... It's David Fincher, and it's the girl with the dragon tattoo.
His movies get progressively better, I think.
You know what? Yeah.
Progressively.
I think so.
And they started off pretty freaking good.
Yeah, so yeah, really.
Fight Club. It's like, whoa.
Fight Club's one of his early ones.
Seven.
Just, bam, seven. I think...
Is that all for you?
You know what? He might be, like, the best working director besides maybe Scorsese.
Oh, yeah. Steven Spielberg.
Your opinion, but
is Steven Spielberg really a working director? He's been producing a lot lately, but
he has 3 movies coming out this next year.
Yep.
Directing?
Yep.
All right.
Shut down.
One's called Tintin.
Oh yeah.
Another one is called something about horses, but that doesn't matter right now.
So, what about you? Like, is that all of it? Is that
that's
what
it.
We got? Danny, what about you? What got to you? What really pissed you off? What made Danny mad?
A little bit of the fact that the town was actually not nominated for many things. Maybe I touched a little base on that earlier.
Touched a little base?
touched a little base.
I'd like to.
I think we should make that a thing.
I think. Well, we're not talking about sexual things right now. We're not going to touch a little base. We're going to touch base upon things, maybe.
Sorry. But,
That's how John plays baseball, according to the Christian church. touch a little base. I'm sorry.
Touch the one.
Sorry, Christian.
You can edit that out.
The third base. Okay. So that's what pissed you off. That's the thing.
The town. I actually like the fact that you did mention about Toy Story 3. I was a little upset about that not being like. I think that could have been nominated for a few more things.
I am not. Even remotely pissed about the Toy Story winning because it was wonderful, but it didn't in no way deserve to win Best Picture. What I am pissed about is
why did Beauty and the Beast win? I mean, it's, come on.
Wait, what?
Beauty and the Beast didn't win; it got nominated.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Never mind. Redacted.
I'm not gonna dip that far back into history. I think it is incredibly stupid that Alice in Wonderland won Best Costume. And did they win Best Art Design?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Both. I think Alice in Wonderland should not have won anything. I thought that was an atrocious movie. And you and I had an agreement on the last, or on the 2 episodes ago, we both agreed that, like, the costumes were all, like, half of them were like, CGI. And the rest of them, like, were just wacky makeup. And it wasn't, like the King's Speech, as much as I'm kind of, like, ardent against that movie. It, like, the costumes were, like, amazing.
Yeah. Costumes were good.
And they were, like, any of the other costume categories are better than, or the art categories were better than Alice in Wonderland. Hmm. Can we agree on that?
I don't remember who else was.
No, of course we can't agree on that, because 2 of you voted for Alice in Wonderland, but whatever. Well,
me and Zach can agree on that.
I think we just, whatever, we were burnt out, we don't care. They're just old people, they'll be dead soon.
I halfway through the ceremony, I just sort of stopped caring. I was like, yeah, these people like that movie, The King's Speech, and I don't, and that doesn't matter to me anymore.
Good.
Thank goodness for Anne Hathaway, though.
Oh, thank goodness for Anne.
Not James.
She's gonna make The Dark Knight Rises. She's one. And
I'm not. I keep forgetting she's in that.
Yeah.
So rad.
She's a crazy actress. Okay. So, let's get on to some discussion topics.
I want Kevin Spacey to host next year's Oscars. Go on.
Huh. Well, From left field again.
Sorry. Hey, that wasn't like a far out thing. It's still
I think we need to. We need to.
I just wanted to touch a little base.
Can we make a new? We need to touch a little base. We'll have a. We have a new segment in the show called like Left Field with Bennett Moore or something. Like,
you know. And touch a little base, Danny Mendoza.
And John can do.
We can all have our own baseball related.
No,
segment of the show.
I call home.
As long as you can touch a little base on second base.
I slide in to touch a little base with you, Danny.
Okay.
So, anyways, that was not.
No pun intended. Just.
Joked about. Okay. So let's move on to. We've got. I know Danny had. This is an interesting week for discussion. There's a lot of interesting stuff happening with Facebook. Especially, I don't know if any of you guys noticed, but the. You know how, like, if you like a button normally. If you push the like button and like something. Not like a comment or something, but. An article.
Like a fan page.
Something online, just like something out there. If you were to like pull up Newsweek or something, yeah.
Got it.
Now instead of you being able to like make it a post and like say what you want about it, like as a status or something, right? It just instantly links it. It just like says, like, you know, Bennett Moore likes this, and it like in its raw form, and you can't edit it at all, and like. It's Facebook, not even, they didn't even mention anything about it. And so, like, now there's like, all this, like, and it's all for, like, advertising and stuff, and it's just, like, you being able to, like, you know, advertisers being able to, like, see what you're pulling up, and it, like, links back to other stuff. And now, like, they're getting kind of in trouble by a lot of people, because the story I pulled up, there are a lot of stories like this, but the one that I pulled up as just, like, a main example was from Switched. AOL has the most obscure blogs. Can I say that? Oh. This is a Switch. It says, Maryland's Department of Corrections demands applicants' Facebook passwords. And this is actually only one example of a lot of companies that are requiring, as a part of your application process, to have your Facebook and other, like, social network, like Twitter and stuff, passwords and, like, you know, stuff turned over so that way they can get into your business.
It's weird.
It is so
it's
like
an invasion of privacy.
So what? I'm just curious as to like it is invasion of privacy. However, it's your choice to apply for the thing. So I mean, I guess technically you didn't have to. But like, I mean, what do you guys think about this?
Well, I mean, you're not the only person who. Okay, if you're friends with somebody on Facebook and they send you something in confidence, I think the article discusses this. And like,
yeah.
So if one of your friends on Facebook sends you something in confidence, then your employer can now read that.
Because it's not only violating your privacy,
didn't.
It's violating your friend's privacy.
Your friend didn't sign up
yeah.
for this job.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not. I think that's one of the
but
big
also,
issues with this.
But you also forget that as soon as you put something on Facebook, it's technically their property.
Yeah.
That's right.
I
but
mean, that,
yeah, but you can't. The authorizer can't. I'm sorry. The employer can't go to Facebook and be like, give me this person's stuff. Facebook, they can't, like, you don't...
Yeah, but it's a social network.
Like, everything...
Yeah, but we're talking about, like,
private
email,
stuff.
Emails.
Like, yeah, like, messages and, like, stuff that you, like, maybe...
Okay, that's an email. It's in an email form. If you're going to talk about messages like that...
I'm talking about,
an email.
Facebook messages.
I'm calling
like
Facebook
somebody sends
messages
you an inbox
emails.
Message.
Yes, he's
they're
calling...
Something, that's stuff that's not on your wall for the whole world to see. Just emails between you and a personal friend that's...
Yeah,
okay, that I can agree on being private, but if, like, their wall posts and everything like that...
And it's not just...
I don't agree about
the. It's all social media. It's like... Like, the example from this one is from the Maryland Department of Corrections. It says, as a part of the department's background check procedures, all new applicants and those seeking recertification. So it's also people that want to keep their job are required to turn over usernames
wow.
and passwords for social media accounts. And that's, like,
jeez.
That's Twitter. That's, I guess, like, you know, Dig, and it, which, you know, think about it a lot. But, like, if you have to give out your Dig account, they can see, like, what type of stories you dug. And, like, if you dug some, you know, like... Best breasts in the world, 2010. Like, that's,
and let's face it, who didn't dig that?
I mean, like, that's
I mean,
you
really.
Being a guy at home or something, and like they now can
they
see that.
They can't take that away from me.
You can take away my rights, you can take away my freedom, but you can't take away my best breast, 2010.
Thank you. Power on, like, preach.
John,
I can
you?
Dig it.
What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, invasion of privacy.
This is wrong. It's wrong. How can they do this?
I mean, I thought businesses already had a way to check your Facebook posts and everything like that without
well, no, they,
asking
they check
for
your
password. Your
public profile.
Yeah, I
and
think,
not,
I think
you know,
that,
that's
I
not
think
unreasonable.
That is acceptable.
That is absolutely acceptable.
And if there's anything, like, I know personal...
colleges do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
But when you go as far as asking for a password, that's
right, when you go,
little,
when you violate someone's privacy. And it
is that
wouldn't...
Legal
I actually, I knew somebody who got fired because of stuff they put on Facebook. That was not, but their employer didn't have the password or anything. It was just public information.
Right, and that's, and that makes sense to me. That makes sense.
Yeah,
but you see, when you're applying for this job and you're in their office, you're obeying authority. It's kind of hard to just deny authority right away.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to get the job.
but it's a job, and this kind of economy. You're still fighting for a job.
Right, but you're. It's not. In which it sucks. But like, wow, I'm apparently a 13-year-old kid again.
Welcome to the real world.
It's,
I mean, you would hate to think this could happen, but another possibility is the fact that they could just get in there and do what they wanted. I mean, you would.
Right.
You would really hate to think about that.
Well,
but
think of how many times you send a message about something. You know, oh, my boss sucks or something. And like, and what's unfortunate about this is that it's not just like people that are applying. So it's like it's not a case of like, oh, well, just don't apply here. It's people that like want to get recertified. So like, if you've been working there for 10 years, expires.
I remember seeing this article.
And you have to like. Yeah, you have to recertify, and it's like, what do you do if you have, like, if you have tenure there or something, and you're, like, gonna get fired off of your job that you've had for, your, like, the last decade because you don't want to give up your Facebook stuff? That's ridiculous.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
So, bad Maryland Department of Corrections.
Yeah.
And many other companies that are doing this type of thing.
Myth busted.
You are bad.
You officially receive our seal of disapproval.
Yeah, that's official.
The fresh seal of disapproval.
Wow,
the fresh
I like
seal.
That.
So
we can all agree that that is not fun, and we are mad at the Maryland Department of whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you can go as far as saying that a lot of companies could do that. I mean, even NASA could do the exact same thing.
NASA?
But,
is that a segue?
Actually, yes, actually.
I hear a segue.
Danny with a segue.
Trying to bring that all together.
I think, you know what, honestly, can I say that I really do appreciate that. As mediocre a job as many people probably think that I do, it is always a duty of mine. It is a constant responsibility to be on the, you know, to try to provide smooth transitions, clever segues.
It's a very good try.
And you know what? When Danny is able to provide one for me like that, it works.
Good job,
sometimes Danny. The segue really isn't much of a segue. It's just me taking the time to like congratulate Danny for something
segues.
That really doesn't get, and then that people forget what we were talking about, and
then
it becomes
then you go on, and if you just keep going on, people are agreeing with you.
They're like, oh yeah,
just keep talking about segues.
And I'm being positive, and Danny feels great, and it just keeps
and
the spiral rolling.
And by now, they fast forward to this part.
You guys
right,
really
and then
smile
we got
my
to
face.
The segue.
I'm in the mood. Let's go.
The article I found was thanks to Gizmodo. I found this.
No news yet. I've been drinking Arizona since 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm ready to go. I don't want to lose that feeling.
That's a fact. But anyways, NASA, as found on Gizmodo, they say that nuclear warfare could reverse global warming, but also bring famine and disease.
Al
Gore is pro-nuclear war.
Can you just, like, reread that statement? Because it, like...
It has a lot of things in it.
It has...
There's
it's a lot to take in, I admit. But NASA's claiming that if a nuclear warfare came about in a small regional area,
in a compact area,
it could balance out global warming. But then famine and disease would kill the population.
So by microwaving a certain part of the Earth,
let's get rid of Arkansas, then make the world
colder.
Okay, let me just read the article real quick. NASA scientists have tested the climate effect of what a small regional nuclear war would do to the world and have come up with a few revealing and quite scary conclusions.
Really quick, what was the last part of the headline? It would cure nuclear war and bring about famine and disease. I feel like, I'm sorry, can I just
say that?
I feel like famine and disease should take a backseat to nuclear war. Like, I feel like more people would die from nuclear war than famine and disease.
But it gets better.
It gets better than nuclear war.
Let's blow up Nebraska
and then
fix the planet. Like,
it's going to be a little bigger than NASA. Nebraska. NASA, Nebraska.
How big does it have to be?
NASA termed a small regional nuclear war as, say, about 100 Hiroshima-level bombs.
Wow.
So let's pick an island.
Let's pick a few islands.
Like Australia?
Let's get rid of Australia and Antarctica. I don't like them.
It's been real, Greenland.
Greenland's not actually green, believe it.
It's lying, therefore we should nuke it. Let's go.
There we go.
They're a bunch of liars.
So
save the planet.
The interesting fact about it is that
the exploded bombs would kick up roughly 5 million metric tons of black carbon and put it into the upper atmosphere.
It would...
literally so that, causing the balance amongst.
So you're saying that, that the equality would come not from like a chemical process from like radiation. It would come from dust. Dirt being thrown into the air and blocking out the sun.
So what if we just got everyone which would, to throw a basically handful of dirt in the air?
Which I thought wasn't that how the majority of the dinosaurs were killed was because of the sun being blocked
allegedly.
Out? Allegedly.
It's black carbon. It doesn't necessarily say that the black cloud was going to cover the whole entire.
Well, how did it say how much like the sediment cloud would cover? Because I feel like that would
say,
really suck
it doesn't say anything about a cloud. It says about 5 million metric tons of black carbon will go into the upper part of the troposphere.
Okay, well, when that clears out, then it's like, oh, hello, global warming, you're back.
All right, what's the next state on the list? Montana.
Well, that sucks.
Also here, it says our results suggest that agriculture would be severely impacted, obviously.
Oh, man,
like, I mean, who didn't see that coming? Especially in areas that are susceptible to late spring and early fall frosts.
This doesn't give me a good feeling about explodo-bombs.
Hey, come on! Hey,
explodo-bomb.
I feel like explodo-bombs would be a
sounds like a Japanese, like, toy for, like, or, like, anime weapon.
Yeah. Explodo-bombs!
Explodo-bomb, go!
Wonderful.
And there's a lot of Japanese demographic.
No, hang on for my article.
True.
Well, if we don't all die in nuclear holocaust, at least we can live in a more climate-friendly planet. Climate, what were the word? Climate, no, a better friendly-climated planet.
Change. Yes.
Something like that.
A planet in a better climate.
Well, thank you for that, Danny. Not too much. Not too much news this week. Just random stuff. A few articles. You know what? Dig is, I love Dig. I really do. They just the most wonderful news, and it makes my job.
There's your
plug. They're not going to sponsor us. Keep going.
True. True that.
On the contrary.
So this is sad. This is sad. And I'm going to pull this
put on a sad face.
Glad I remembered.
You got a mask?
The last living U.S. World War One veteran dies. The last one. And he
was... The doughboy?
He was...
The American one?
Yes, the last doughboy died. And that's your... Sad. Yeah. So Frank Buckles... And can I say this guy just looks awesome. He's got the like bolero
tie.
He's
really tough looking.
And he's just like, he does not look 100. Dang. He's 110 when he died.
No way. Wow.
Yeah.
He looks about 75.
I want you to like listeners envision like
the
like
toughest
Jack
old guy
Bauer. And just that's what the it's like Jack Bauer with a little gray hair. That's it.
Just a little gray hair.
I mean, maybe
he's not unlike Jack
Bauer.
You
can have one black hair left on his head and you'd still consider a little gray hair.
Yeah. Well, and it's cool, and what they're doing, and like, I don't know. I feel like that's
we just lost a large chunk of history. Like, I mean,
yeah, wow.
Think about it. Yes, and it's crazy.
But it's also something you just can't hold on to either. So,
right? No, you're absolutely right. They did this whole thing when like the last Civil War survivor died. They it's cool. They're like, his casket is like being placed in the rotunda at the Capitol building.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's pretty cool.
So that's thank you guys for living. Thank you for being the
last living member of a war.
Yeah. And he was a prisoner of war in World War II.
Really?
Wow.
He fought in World War II also?
Yeah. I feel like that dude
I mean,
is
a lot
just...
of people from World War I did that.
Yeah, I know. Just, like, it's crazy. Like, he survived that, too.
I'd like to start a new segment called News That Will Piss John Off.
That was such a great segment.
For this week, it's never even there. So, this week in News That Will Piss John Off, Maryland, and this is Maryland has a lot of news this
Maryland,
week.
Maryland, what is it with you guys?
Maryland Senate approves gay marriage.
Yay.
We got one.
Good job, Maryland.
And by we, I mean people that are okay with gay
people.
Mission accomplished.
3/4 of this recording booth.
John, how does
comments?
That make you feel? Because I really, no offense, but I just feel like, you're the only person in this booth that's not like, kind of like, oh, that's good.
In a nation where God is trusted.
Nonplussed was the term.
What is the word?
Nonplussed.
Not bothered, but not particularly happy.
I know what that means. I'm just like, can you...
Dumbbells.
Like, sorry, is that... Zach, I forgot you were an idiot.
Clarify a little more. Like, give me a little more meat to that statement.
Well, it's just the kind
that's
of thing
that's
going to keep happening. I mean, our country is, you know, progressive.
It is progressive.
Yeah,
it's rather
progressive.
Yeah, so... We got a Democrat
not
in office.
Not highly surprised.
All right.
Now, how many... Is that three states?
Five. Right. This is five U.S. states. Well, I guess now it would be six, right?
What,
Maryland is now the sixth state after New Hampshire.
Also, the District of Columbia.
Is it Vermont?
Well,
California. Or?
Are they? Well, there's New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Iowa, Vermont, and D.C.
California doesn't allow.
There is no West Coast.
That's really weird. That it's that area up there. I think. It's just mm-hmm.
And then you see the pattern.
Up here. It's pretty much us.
Not yeah. us.
A little more. Little
yeah, not get, we.
They're getting down
but
there.
But
I don't think this progressivism is going to get to Pennsylvania. That's for sure.
What if the mayor...
Dude, we got two big, very big Democratic randomly just spots.
Do,
it?
Do we really?
Philadelphia and Pittsburgh?
That's true.
It's true.
Well, John, I think it's time for your... I think it's my favorite segment. I don't know about you guys.
I think it's everybody's favorite segment.
I like this. Can we... Whenever we have a new segment, or you know, any from now on, when we do a segment, Danny's gonna provide us a song. Sing us a song. No, like, give me some lyrics. It's John's.
You're really asking for it.
Pandora's come on, what? Really. Give me some lyrics for the Cruisipedia. Come on.
Cruisipedia. If you wanna get
down. If you want some random news, you can talk to John Cruise.
On the Wikipedia hour. Minute.
We'll work on it. So, John,
what do I have for you today?
I like that little jingle you had in there.
That is exactly what I was about to ask.
Today I have for you a cult film from Hong Kong, a horror cult film.
Oh.
Entitled Dial D for Demons, which is...
Wait, there's the letter D on
Dial D.
Was this made anywhere around Dial M for Murder?
I have a feeling that was the...
I feel like it inspired it, at least to some degree.
No! What? Ridiculous.
I got a feeling you're wrong.
Dial D for Demons was directed by Billy Tang, and it stars...
Nobody you've ever heard of.
Jordan Chan, Joey Mang, Lee Ann, Terrence Yin, Alice Chan, and Winnie Wong. And I'm sorry, but the first names to last names, it's just... It's like you think they're American every time. Oh, Jordan. Oh, Winnie. Oh, Alice. Mang Chan.
And then you just got a random Hong Chi or something like that.
So anyways, well, let me give you a quick synopsis.
Yeah, before we lose our what's left of our
listener base. Come back, Asia.
What is,
Come back, Asia.
That's her name. That's her name.
I've seen a t-shirt.
We know that this is a good movie. What's the plot?
Okay, so a group of six youngsters...
Youngsters.
Traveled to Lantau Island for a holiday and vacation villa.
Oh, of course.
The place turns out, and I'm reading, this is from like the back of the DVD, okay?
Okay.
The place turns out to be very...
The place.
The place turns out to be very up to expectations.
Up to expectations.
I've never quite heard that phrase before, but it's very up to expectations. But strange things start happening once they step into the house. One of them, and his name is Big Bully, capital letters, Big Bully, played by Jordan Chan, has the ability to see spirits, and he senses imminent danger. Before he can warn his friends, he is found dead inside his room. What happens next? I guess we'll just have to dial D to find out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Logically, what's the...
What do you think you are? Dead in your room. What do you do? Like,
first step, dial D.
Cheesy Cummins right there?
Well, look for that from Billy Tang, also the director of movies like Rape by an Angel 5.
I'm sorry. God bless you, Billy Tang.
Bennett's laugh just clues us in that it is a good... What was it called?
Raped by an Angel 5. The final judgment.
What happened to the
also,
first four?
Also, so Sharp Guns. Devil
sharp
Touch.
Guns?
Sharp Guns, Devil Touch.
Just when you thought Guns going to get that scary.
And from the whole way back to 1997, Haunted Karaoke.
I mean, karaoke is pretty haunting. Thank you, China.
So
people.
Billy Tang, he's got quite a impressive list under his belt. So
I'm proud to say that I like him.
Haunted Karaoke. We got to see this movie.
I don't know about that.
And there's also Dr. Lamb, which has to be Lamb? Good.
Sounds delicious.
Marianne Sexy and Dangerous. Oh, another demographic there.
Interesting. I mean, I guess.
Sexy and Dangerous? I'd watch that movie.
Who wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't.
If it's by Billy Tang, of course.
But Billy Tang. Billy Tang is my new favorite director.
What's the rating on that?
They got a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. But
50
that was
or 15?
50, but that was from users. No, it doesn't have any...
No critical reviews?
No.
But when did it come out?
2000.
Oh,
yeah, you think it would have some...
Here. What does it say on IMDb?
Can you find it on a Netflix?
Is it Watch Instantly on Netflix?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean, like, as opposed to on DVD on Netflix. Really?
It says add to Netflix, so I guess...
Nice. Well,
I know what I'm doing tonight. I'm dialing D for Demons on my Netflix account.
Well, listeners, make sure
that's actually not what
you grab your popcorn, some wine, and order D for Demons.
D for
Dial
D.
Dial
for Demon. But not before you watch Rape by an Angel 1 through 4.
Yeah, you won't understand the fifth one
you
at
mean
all.
1 through 5.
Then you, yeah, then you
can yeah, I feel like we won't really understand judgment. The context of the fifth one if we don't see Rape
I'm,
by an Angel.
I'm sorry, but.
How much angel rape can occur? Like,
I don't.
That's a lot of rape.
It's a lot of angel rape.
That's if it's vexing me.
It's vexing you. All right, so we got we're 29
push.
Minutes right now.
All
right,
push. Yeah, we got a healthy.
And that, yeah, we're this is good. So we got our let me pull it up. We got our listener mail.
This is my favorite segment.
All right, Danny, what's our give us something for listener mail.
If you got some mail, you better read it.
Oh, I like that. I actually like that a lot.
I do like that.
We do got some mail, and I will read it. So
we'll work on some harmonies.
You better read it.
Work on some harmonies.
I think I'm gonna start. We're pushing 30 minutes. So I'm gonna read.
One second. Ah, it's done.
We gotta.
Exactly 30.
So this is from Gives Saint. I'm assuming I don't know if that's a foreign name or a user.
Maybe he knows
it's,
Billy
Tang. It's Tang's.
Maybe
username.
He does know Billy Tang. He's probably good friends with him. Yves Saint says, "I think Danny will win. When will we know if he wins?"
I'm sorry. I was. Sean Carney didn't do it for me. Connery.
Well, Yves Saint, you will know today.
Sorry, buddy.
Because we announced it. Half an hour ago. So
yeah.
So.
Yeah, half an hour ago.
If you haven't already busted out your champagne and started partying,
for me.
Congratulations.
Apologies to anyone who used Danny's choices at their Oscar party.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Danny.
No apologies. I had the right to make those decisions.
Yeah.
Really.
You had the right to.
Yeah,
what's the next piece of mail?
Whatever. No, that's.
That's it.
I
give up
just
on
that because we're pushing 30, and we just wanted
to touch a little base.
One more.
We wanted to touch a little base in the video.
I'm sorry for my
whet
grammar.
Whet their appetites.
If listeners really want, you know what? I think
they really want more mail. Red. They should send more.
If we get, because I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna be blunt with you guys. We don't get a ton of listener mail. We don't get droves and droves of like Santa.
We only hired two interns
full of letters. Despite what you might think, we have room for more.
Fan base is not very prolific when it comes to emails.
Yeah, they clearly just don't like to, connect. We have some, and for those that do, thank you.
We love you, fans.
Thank you.
But I tell you what, if we get enough listener mail to constitute it, I think it would be worthwhile to have an entire show just dedicated to reading and discussing listener mail.
Sounds like
a plan. So you heard it first.
You heard it here.
Well, of course, you would only hear it first, and you would only hear it here. So
forget that.
Write in some listener mail, and if we get enough, we'll just read all of it.
Sounds good.
Anyways, I think it's been a good show. Let's cut it here.
Show.
We got
let's
have our nice little plugs real quick. We're not doing that. as you know, you can follow us all. You can just find us on Facebook. Follow us on the Twitters. 3 out of 4 of us have Twitters now. Danny will never join the chain, but I'm Kitten Mittens with a Z, and we all need to learn that Mittens is spelled MITTON.
Not E-N.
It's ridiculous.
So follow me at Kitten Mittens. You're
crazy,
JL Cruise 430.
B. Frederick M.
Is that right? Verify
it
that.
It is. That's
I got
that's
it
right.
wrong last week.
Congratulations. Got it wrong last week, but you know what? We're working on it. And you cannot follow Danny on Twitter because he's stuck in the Dark Ages.
So, I like being stuck in the Dark Ages.
That's why you're hiding under the table right now.
Exactly.
That's why it's a little darker under there. All
right, well, for another successful week.
The Fresh Cast!
We'll see you guys next week. Have a lovely, lovely week.
Signing off.
Bye, guys.